Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose mother and father we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O living God, who nurtures and sustains us. Amen.
Amen.
Here we are at the beginning of another school year. I imagine backpacks are waiting, maybe new school shoes. New schedules are imminent. Routine is about to change and solidify. Are you ready? Am I ready? In 2020, my husband David and I were getting ready for a new school year in Guatemala, which begins there in January. That school year was particularly special because the first floor of our bilingual STEAM school for girls, Hope Academy, was finished and was ready to receive its first students on site. On opening day, 36 elementary school-aged students from the small rural village of Aguacate and from the orphanage Hogar Miguel Magone arrived by bus. We began the day with an opening ceremony where I, in my 9th month of pregnancy, imagine this, lifted a machete up and brought it down, cutting the ribbon, to officially open Hope Academy. That's how you open a school in Guatemala. And then the school year began, as it usually does, with excited and nervous teachers and students getting to know each other inside their classrooms. That was January. In February, I birthed Maeve and welcomed 6 seminary students from United Lutheran Seminary for an immersion semester in Guatemala. And then March, we all know what happened. The world was shut down by the COVID-19 pandemic. Our new school was closed, seminary students were evacuated, and we ourselves eventually evacuated as curfews and the pandemic measures grew quite extreme in Guatemala. The borders of the country shut down. Public transportation stopped, and even time allowed to shop for food at the market was restricted. Within 1 month, we learned that our Hope Academy families and their neighbors were in dire straits. With the borders closed and markets restricted, food prices were soaring. As many of our families worked hand to mouth and were now without jobs, money was very scarce. This situation pushed our families who in normal times were barely surviving to a point of starvation. We found ourselves needing to pivot pretty quickly from providing education to providing emergency food relief for students and their families. In Guatemala, the daily bread is often tortillas, made at tortillerias, where women use matzah, mix, and make tortillas for tres tiempos, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But during the pandemic, people had to stay in their homes or risk being arrested for being out during curfew. So rather than masa, rice and beans became the daily bread that was needed to sustain life. Bread has been and will continue for a little while yet to be a theme for us in our gospel readings. This liturgical year, known as Year B, sometimes people like to call the year of bread, because the summer brings us Bible passages from the Gospel of John that have to do with bread. 2 weeks ago, we heard the story of the feeding of the 5,000. Last week's gospel reading ended with Jesus declaring, "I am the bread of life." This week, our gospel reading began with Jesus declaring, "I am the bread of life, the bread that comes down from heaven." Next week, we have a break, and we're celebrating the commemoration of Mary, the mother of our God. But then the week after, we are returning to bread, with the one who eats this bread lives forever. And you may have noticed that we have chosen to use different breads during these bread weeks for Holy Communion, acknowledging that the bread of life is experienced differently in different places and in different cultures. All of these bread passages come from chapter 6 in the Gospel of John, and they're considered to be significant as a reference for Holy Communion in the Gospel of John. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the Last Supper includes a Passover meal and is from where our liturgy surrounding Holy Communion comes. John's Gospel does not place the Last Supper at Passover, but rather focuses on the story of Jesus washing the feet of the disciples, a story we hear every Maundy Thursday during Holy Week leading up to Easter. In the Gospel of John, it is in the middle of Jesus' ministry, in this chapter 6 spot, where we hear the focus on living bread. Jesus, as he passes out bread and fish to the 5,000, and as he declares, "I am the bread of life," and this declaration, "I am the bread of life," is loaded, which is why we hear that people are grumbling, murmuring, complaining, and as one translation put it, smoldering discontent. In Hebrew, one name for God was given to Moses at the burning bush was "I am," Yahweh, which can be translated as "I was," "I am," "I will be," one who cannot be contained by time or space, the great I am. And here, Jesus is publicly declaring he is also I am. These people have known Jesus as the son of Joseph. They know his mother and his father. How can he possibly be the great I am? Jesus encourages the crowds not to grumble or complain or smolder discontent, but rather explains that God is the one doing the action, the one who draws, and much more vividly in Greek, the one who unsheaths and drags us into this journey of seeing and believing, this ongoing encounter with the living bread, Jesus. Jesus, the bread of life that comes down from heaven for the sake of, on behalf of, for the betterment of, as in shielding and defending the life of the cosmos, the whole world. And this focus on life is not a focus on life after death, but rather on life that begins here and now. When we were in Guatemala faced with this food crisis for our families, we decided to create biweekly distributions of daily bread, rice and beans, along with eggs and cooking oil and protein supplements to cover the needs of about 500 of the most vulnerable people in the community. The cost of this emergency food relief essentially doubled our nonprofit budget overnight. We had no idea how long we would need to provide this service or where the money would come from. But David and I would gather each week on Facebook Live and give an update to our supporters and again inform them of the dire situation of our families and ask for help. We told ourselves initially that this need for emergency food relief wouldn't last for more than 3 months. 3 months came and went, and life had not improved for our communities, but somehow the money to support these food distributions kept coming, sometimes from countless small contributions from individuals, and sometimes through churches or other organizations who were willing to cover an entire distribution. From a place of scarcity, God created abundance, and no one went hungry. Truly, this was the bread of life come down from heaven. 18 months of food distribution were needed before pandemic restrictions in Guatemala subsided enough for people to return to regular work. We never missed a distribution, and the community was cared for physically, but also emotionally and spiritually. We shared the bread of life together, interconnected in God's kingdom here and now. This is what we mean when we declare the kingdom of God is already here, yet not fully realized. And we get to participate in this kingdom with our kin throughout the world. How are you and I uniquely being called to be bread? People are hungry, physically hungry, emotionally hungry, socially hungry, spiritually hungry. And if we are honest with ourselves, you and I are hungry too. In his book entitled God is Rice, Masao Takenaka expands the concept of daily bread, saying, and I quote, "We tend to consider wheat or bread as the symbol of daily food everywhere, but to many Asian people, bread is a foreign product. It comes from abroad. We Japanese had never seen this kind of food until the Portuguese missionaries and traders brought it to our country about the middle of the 16th century. The most popular indigenous food has been, and still is, rice. We like rice. It is quite appropriate for us, therefore, to say, God is rice, rather than God is bread." Takenaka then shares a poem by South Korean Christian poet Kim Chi-ha that I would like to share with you now. Heaven is rice. As we cannot go to heaven alone, we should share rice with one another. As all share the light of the heavenly stars, we should share and eat rice together. Heaven is rice. When we eat and swallow rice, heaven dwells in our body. Rice is heaven. Yes, rice is the matter we should eat together. What a beautiful reminder of what Holy Communion offers, which is sharing food together, sharing that little bit of heaven together, and remembering our eternal life is already being experienced while it connects with those past and those to come. How do we give of ourselves to be the living bread for the sake of the world? One way might be to literally share rice. Our own Christ the King Amparo team has a program to provide daily rice and beans to migrant families who have newly arrived in Houston through the St. James Family Life Center. Another way might be to serve as a lay Eucharistic minister and bring both Holy Communion and your presence as God's living bread to homebound members. We also will be doing a CCSC collection of food during these months. Opportunities abound. So may God keep dragging us toward Jesus, bringing us to the living bread. May God open us to truly see the hunger present in the world around us, and may God use us to be bread and to share our lives with those in need so that we may dwell in God's kingdom together. Amen.